Yesterday, Quebec's community sector walked off the job, at least somewhat. More than 1,500 organizations that are serving tenants, minorities, and Quebecers in precarious situations are taking part in a two-week strike. They're calling for stable, sufficient, and predetermined funding from the provincial government, which they say is threatened by years of underinvestment and new bills that change how community groups can access government funds. They're also calling for more autonomy, as Quebec's new draft constitution would bar groups from using government funds to take the government to court, which critics say would muzzle the community sector as a source of defense and popular critique, turning them into a charity wing of the state. To learn more about why groups are taking this step, I spoke to Mary-Claire McLeod, director of L'Entraide Chez Nous, a community organization in Longueuil. Take a listen.
So we're talking about a community sector movement that's calling itself in French, Le Communautaire à Boots. Just for our Anglophone listeners, I'm wondering if you can say a bit more about what that name actually means and what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, with the movement.
Well, it's the community basis. We're at the end of our ropes.
Yeah,
that's what I think it is. And we're really wondering where we're going, how we're going to be able to work all this out, how our financial stability has to come with this, and where we're going to be turning to, what kind of programs are going to be offered, and is the government even going to recognize all the work that we do in our community-based organizations? Because that's what I think people should know, is how much we really do.
So you say that you guys are at the end of your ropes, and you're specifically talking about financially. Can you tell me more? What's the situation, I mean, across the board, but also for you guys specifically in Longueuil?
Well, on average, you know, we make $24 an hour. 80% of us are women. We don't have any pension funds, we can't even aspire to give a pension funds for people. We're having a hard time paying their salaries. Are we going to have to cut in the hours of the service that we already rendered? And we do all kinds of very subtle services, things that are essential. We keep people healthy. We keep people at home. We do income tax. We do grief counseling. We support our clients. We give them work. We bring them into the workplace to give them new credentials. We have a secondhand store. We have a grocery store. There's nothing we won't try. We have 100 extremely, extremely very good volunteers here. That's one of the key issues. Is if we didn't have the volunteers, we couldn't do half, even a quarter of what we do. But in a community-based organization like ours, we need professional people to keep it running, to keep it going, and to offer the best service that we can. That's why I think we're at the end of our rope, because I think we're getting tired and sick. And a lot of us are going on sick leaves, which is not normal. And a lot of us are even asking for food bank help. Even on my own staff, people need the food bank. In the old days, and years ago, we were at least, maybe not in the middle class, but in the bottom of the middle class. But now we're now considered in the poorer class. People who are working in these community-based organizations, that's what's worrying me.
And you said as well that you're not sure where the government is in all this, how they consider you guys. Can you tell me more? Like, why do you feel that lack there?
Well, I think that, and I often say this, people don't really know about community-based organizations until they need us, okay? And I think that's the same thing about the government. They don't, during the pandemic, they were really happy that we stayed here and we stayed keeping our communities healthy and involved and knowing what we were doing. So much information, all kinds of things were being done. The government were very happy to have us here. Right now, it's as if the light is not shining on us at all. I'm not saying it should only be shining on us, but some of that light has to now get to us. And that's why we're out on the streets today.
Yeah. Can you give me an example when you say the light's not shining on us? You know, what is it exactly that you want the government to be spotlighting you with? Is it money? Is it other kinds of support?
Well, at least indexing our financial situation, at least giving, last year I got $4,000 more on my indexation. I couldn't even give my employees pay rises. That's not normal. They work very hard here. We're 32 and a half hours a week here. We're not even 35 because we can't afford it. All these, and it's true, you know how it is. I'm paid 32.5 hours, but I'm here 40. You know, these are all things that we do without without really considering the effect and how it's draining us. Yes, the government has to look upon us as an important sector, a sector that's here, that helps, that gets people back into the workforce. We do all kinds of things to keep the circle running. And that's, right now, the circle isn't there. We don't feel that the government is giving us enough attention. We think they kind of take us for granted because we always have been here. Community-based organizations have been here since years. We do all these parts of the, you know, we reuse, recycle, we give clothes here, we give furniture here, we do all these things. No, and we don't get any financial help to do it.
And if you don't get that from the government, because I know that they released their budget last week, yep, and it's, you know, not looking too good for most sectors that they give government money to, like, what are the stakes of that? What impact is that going to have on you and the groups that you're taking to the streets with?
Well, I'll tell you, of course, we're an electoral year. We cannot not look at this. We have to be pressure right now. We know it. We're at the crossroads of putting pressure on all kinds of programs. We need the government to recognize what we do. You are right. What I'm gonna have to ask my board members to choose what's essential and what isn't. This is gonna fall on a lot of people, and I don't know. I'll tell you, I've been here for 26 years, and the word strike has never been in my vocabulary. That's not how we talk here. And now suddenly, since last fall, I've been out working harder than I've ever worked to keep my staff, their salaries, at least paying their salaries. We all had the price hikes. Everything is more expensive. Even making the price function monthly is costing me more. Let's say I budgeted last year for $25,000 a year just for inside equipment. Well, it cost me $43,000. But it's costing society too. I'm not saying that we're any worse, but I'm saying that we need more money to keep us stable, to keep us healthy, to keep us working, to keep people healthy in our communities.
You said that striking wasn't in your vocabulary. Are you worried, mm-hmm, at all with this strike that's going on until April 2nd, you know, that the people who are going to be impacted are your membership and the government's just not going to care? Like, you know, what keeps you hopeful about taking this kind of action at a time when so far the government, you know, hasn't shown itself to be in support of your movement?
You're right. I don't know. I said to somebody, I don't think we're going to get a financial gain, but I think we're going to get a societal gain. I think society is going to say, oh, these people are working. They're keeping families healthy. Right now, one person on three are using community-based organizations. This is new. We didn't have this many people. Everybody's having a problem with the cost of rent, the cost of food, the cost of everything. I think the government has to look into new programs to support the vulnerable people, because it's now hitting the middle class. This is another thing that we're seeing. I have people in the middle class coming and helping, asking for food, because they're paying $1,400 a month for a 4.5 apartment. Who is not hearing us? Somebody is making a lot of money, but it's clearly not us.
And for the next 2 weeks, are you guys at L'Entraide completely closed? Or are you sort of offering some services, but also closing your doors sometimes?
I closed my secondhand store and I closed my grocery store. Imagine, I had to close the two sectors that bring in money here. So I am kind of thinking, did I make the right choice? Of course, we are going to feed our community. Never are we going to let anybody go hungry. That's for sure. That's who we are, our baseline. If somebody shows up at my door and says, we need a winter coat, I will give it to them. Right now, my clients are coming. We've just decided to give the food in a different way. We're using more of the street. And our clients are supporting us. Our volunteers are supporting us. My board is supporting me. This was not a director decision. This was a board decision. When I brought this up in December, they all looked at me and I thought, oh, not at all. When I came back in January, the first things that they said to me, say, you are right. You have to start fighting harder. And that's what I'm doing, fighting harder.
Mary Claire McLeod, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Well, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I'm happy to be able to let everybody know what's exactly happening in all of our communities.
That was Mary Claire McLeod, director of L'Entraide chez nous, speaking about the 2 weeks of community sector strikes that began on Monday. Social Solidarity Minister Chantal Rouleau, for her part, had this to say in an interview with Toujours le Médecin on Radio-Canada yesterday.
Tout confondu, là, quand on inclut tous les investissements en itinérance, la lutte à l'itinérance, concernant les enjeux en santé mentale, concernant la violence conjugale et sexuelle, concernant les banques alimentaires, c'est 782 millions de dollars de plus, madame. Pas de l'année dernière, de l'argent de plus qu'on investit pour le milieu communautaire, parce que c'est avec le milieu communautaire qu'on travaille mm-hmm. ces enjeux-là.
The community sector says Quebec needs billions, not millions, to support those most vulnerable and the organizations that help them.